light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Beyond the Hammer, A Fresh Approach to Leadership, Culture, and Building High-Performance Teams, by Brian Gottlieb. Is a practical, story-driven guide for leaders who want to move beyond command and control management and build organizations where people actually want to work. Drawing heavily from real business experience, Gottlieb shows how culture, clarity, and genuine care can outperform fear, pressure, and micromanagement. Instead of relying on the metaphorical hammer of authority, the book explores how leaders can use vision, empowerment, and accountability to unlock team potential. It combines leadership philosophy with concrete tactics you can apply in meetings, hiring, coaching, and day-to-day operations. Whether you lead a small team or an entire company, this book offers a framework for creating a high-performance environment where people are aligned around purpose, supported to grow, and inspired to contribute their best work without sacrificing humanity in the process. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining leadership beyond the hammer. The first major theme challenges the traditional image of leadership as a hammer, forceful, top-down, and focused on compliance. Brian Gottlieb argues that relying on authority and fear may create short-term results, but destroys trust, creativity, and long-term performance. Instead, he reframes leadership as the art of creating conditions where others can succeed. That means shifting from telling to listening, from directing tasks to clarifying outcomes, and from controlling people to empowering them with responsibility and resources. This topic explores why ego-driven leadership fails, how over-reliance on positional power demotivates top talent, and why emotional intelligence is now a core leadership skill. Gottlieb blends real business examples with actionable ideas, such as asking better questions, sharing decision-making, and building psychological safety. The result is a new mental model of leadership that puts relationships, clarity, and trust at the center of high performance, rather than brute force or pressure. Secondly, designing a high-performance culture on purpose, Gottlieb emphasizes that culture is the operating system of any organization, and if you do not design it intentionally, it will form by accident, often in unhealthy ways. This topic dives into how leaders can architect a culture that supports high performance instead of sabotaging it. The book explores defining core values that actually guide behavior, not just decorate walls, and then aligning hiring, promotions, and recognition with those values. Gottlieb unpacks the practical side of culture, how meetings run, how feedback is given, how conflicts are handled, and how wins are celebrated. He shows that culture is not slogans, it is repeated behaviors backed by systems and accountability. The topic also addresses the hidden costs of toxic environments, including turnover, disengagement, and underperformance. Readers learn how to diagnose their current culture, identify misalignments, and implement rituals, communication habits, and leadership behaviors that build a cohesive, energized, and resilient team environment. Thirdly, building and aligning high-performance teams. Another central theme is how to transform a collection of individuals into a high-performance team that consistently delivers results. Gottlieb explains that effective teams require clarity of purpose, clearly defined roles, and shared expectations, not just talented people thrown together. This topic covers setting a compelling vision that connects daily tasks to meaningful outcomes, establishing measurable goals, and creating mutual accountability. The book describes practical tools for ensuring alignment, such as scoreboards, regular check-ins, and transparent performance metrics. Gottlieb also explores how to handle underperformers without eroding morale, how to nurture emerging leaders within the team, and how to maintain momentum during growth or change. By emphasizing collaboration over silos and constructive conflict over artificial harmony, this section offers a roadmap for leaders who want teams that move fast, solve problems creatively, and take ownership of results. The focus is always on sustainable performance, not burnout-driven short-term spikes, Fourthly, communication, feedback, and psychological safety. Communication is presented as the lifeblood of leadership and culture. Gottlieb devotes significant attention to how leaders talk, listen, and give feedback, because these everyday interactions shape how safe people feel to speak up, innovate, and admit mistakes. This topic explores techniques for creating open communication channels across levels, including regular one-on-ones, candid team conversations, and clear messaging during change. The book outlines how to give feedback that is direct yet respectful, focusing on behavior and impact rather than blame, so people feel challenged but not attacked. Gottlieb underscores the importance of psychological safety. When people know they will not be ridiculed or punished for sharing ideas or concerns, they contribute more fully and catch problems earlier. Practical tips include using curiosity instead of criticism, normalizing learning from failure, and modeling vulnerability as a leader. These communication practices become the foundation for trust, engagement, and continuous improvement within the team. Lastly, developing people and leading through change. Beyond daily management, Gottlieb highlights the leader's responsibility to develop people and guide them through change. This topic focuses on coaching, growth, and adaptability. The book shows how to shift from fixing problems for people to coaching them to solve problems themselves, which builds capability and confidence. Gottlieb shares methods for creating personalized development plans, offering stretch assignments, and recognizing progress, not just outcomes. He also addresses the reality that markets shift, strategies evolve, and teams must adapt. Leading through change requires clarity about the why, empathy for the emotional side of transition, and consistency in communication. The book explains how to reduce resistance by involving people in solutions, providing support, and celebrating quick wins. By combining people development with change leadership, Gottlieb equips readers to build organizations that are not only high-performing today, but also resilient and ready for tomorrow's challenges. In conclusion, Beyond the Hammer is ideal for business owners, executives, frontline managers, and aspiring leaders who sense that old-school command and control management no longer works, yet are unsure how to replace it with something both humane and effective. It will especially resonate if you are dealing with disengaged employees, cultural friction, high turnover, or teams that perform below their potential, despite having talented individuals. The book stands out because it blends leadership philosophy with concrete, battle-tested practices that can be implemented immediately in real workplaces. Instead of offering abstract theory, Brian Gottlieb provides a clear blueprint for designing culture, communicating effectively, and building genuinely high-performance teams. Investing in this book can benefit your life by helping you lead with more confidence, reduce stress caused by constant firefighting, and create an environment where people are proud to work and grow. Compared with many leadership books that either stay theoretical or overly motivational, this one is grounded, actionable, and focused on practical transformation. If you would like to support Brian Gottlieb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. 9 Nartree, better life begins in a book.